Chris Dolmer is an arborist in Milton, and he's on a mission to protect black ash trees. The black ash is the rarest of Vermont's native ashes, and it's the most threatened by the invasive emerald ash borer. Dolmer keeps a lookout for healthy black ash trees, and when he finds one, he volunteers to inject it with a dose of insecticide. The treatment works, but it's expensive, and he often covers the cost himself. For Dolmer, treating these trees is a labor of love. Maeve Fairfax of the University of Vermont Community News Service went out into the woods with Dolmer, and she brings us this audio postcard.
Did you have to get permission from anyone to treat this site?
I'm the town tree warden, and I said it was okay to treat these trees.
Awesome.
I've had discussion with the town about treating trees. It's not totally out of the blue. Yeah, I'm Chris Dolmer, and I have a business treating ash trees. So I'm an arborist by trade, so I love all things to do with trees. I grew up really liking black ash, probably just because it's this rare, quirky little tree that pops up every once in a while when you're least expecting it. And where I grew up in Chester, Vermont, just out behind my parents' house, there was a really nice little swamp. And in part of that swamp had some really large, beautiful black ash. Sadly, I went back there last year and they were all dead. I think I see a black ash over there. I do. Yes. And it's alive. And it's healthy. This is great. All is not lost here. That's great news. The thing about black ash is that once it's infested, it typically will struggle for a year, maybe two, and then it's dead. They're basically going to be extinct in the future. So that's kind of why I've started a little pet project, trying to preserve some black ash swamps. This is a stand of black ash right here. This is awesome. So I only thought there were three of them out here. Currently, my little black ash project is just me out there fighting a good fight, I guess. And hopefully in the future, I'll be able to expand it and come up with a couple of revenue sources to do so. If we could expand the number of people going out and treating trees, I could envision getting 20, 30 sites just here in Chittenden County. And it wouldn't be a huge effort to treat them all, but doing it by myself would be pretty hard. This tree's pointing straight up into the open, so it has a bright future. All right, so two, I'm gonna put two injections in it. These are the plugs that go into the tree, and they will keep the solution fully contained inside the tree. Just like that tree is now protected. I always say I can hear the little bugs screaming, but I can't. I envision it. Time is running out. I can't stress that enough. Like I said, the black ash stand that I grew up knowing in Chester, Vermont is now gone, and that's it. And it's not coming back. And over the next few years here in Chittenden County, that's how it's gonna be. So I think we can do some good work over the next 2-3 years in saving the black ash.
That was Maeve Fairfax of the University of Vermont Community News Service talking with arborist Chris Dolmer in Milton.